Did you know that Swedish meatballs were invented because the king of Sweden didn't want to leave the Ottoman Empire? You see, in 1697, the king of Sweden died and his kingdom was left without a king. His only son was Charles XII, who was 15 at the time, and he took the throne, becoming the new king. And it just so happened that Sweden was in the middle of a power struggle with Russia at the time, who wanted to take control of the Baltic Sea. Russia saw that Sweden had no allies and was now being ruled by a young and inexperienced king. So they organized an attack from three sides with their own allies. Denmark and Norway would attack from the west, Saxony, Poland, and Lithuania from the south, and Russia itself would attack from the east. But even though Charles was so young, he was a tactical genius. And by 1706, he had crushed the invaders from all sides and destroyed the armies from the west and the south. And then he turned his forces towards the east. He began a counter-invasion with the goal of taking the Russian capital of Moscow. And he managed to push deep into the Russian territory. That was until winter came. It was now 1709, and that winter in particular was known as the Great Frost. It was the coldest winter Europe had seen in the last 500 years. Sudden winter storms and gusts killed thousands of Swedish soldiers, and in one night, 2,000 men froze to death. The Russians, on the other hand, just dug in and waited. The Swedish army went south to Ukraine to try to get out of the Russian winter, but by then the army had been devastated. When winter had passed, the Russians now followed the Swedes and they met at the Battle of Poltava. The Russians outnumbered them 2-1 and completely swarmed the Swedes. The Swedish army was annihilated, a defeat they never recovered from, leaving Russia the undisputed power of the north. Charles and about 1,500 of his men managed to escape the Russians, fleeing to the Ottoman Empire, begging them for safety, while the Russians were hot on their tail. The Ottomans welcomed Charles and even treated him not as a defeated king, but as a victorious general. His expenses were covered by the Ottoman state budget, and he was given the name Demirbaş in Turkish, which means fixed assets. It can also mean a guest who has overwelcomed their stay. And this was because Charles stayed in the Ottoman Empire for over 5 years, and the Ottomans even had to build him a small village to accommodate the ever-growing Swedish population there. And it was this cultural exchange that introduced the Swedes to things like dolma and köfte, and even coffee. And so when Charles XII eventually went back to Sweden with his army, they brought these recipes with them, and Turkish köfte eventually became the Swedish meatballs we know today. Who would have thought that there was so much Muslim history behind such a famous dish? Like a follow for more Muslim facts.